Hello and welcome to this new episode of Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers podcast. I'm Mathilde and I'm your host. I'm an inner transformation mentor supporting women in healing mother wounds through the one-on-one 10 weeks program and through the upcoming online community. The women's circles are officially closed for new members as I'm preparing to launch the new Reclaim Your Fullness online community. To know more about this offering and to sign up to the waiting list, follow the link in the description or visit the website womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me. And today I want to talk about how your narcissistic mother controls you with false promises and why, as daughters of narcissistic mothers, we fall into this trap. And also, I'm going to share with you a couple of things that have supported me in my life when I too fell into this trap and I realized it, and then what helped me to get out of it. So I'm going to share that at the end. I come across this topic all the time, working with clients and through the emails you send me, and also it is a topic that has been part of my personal experience for years too. So I really wanted to address it. Let me start by asking you, have you been promised an inheritance? Are you putting up with working for your narcissistic mother on the promise that one day the family business will be yours? Are you tolerating her toxic behavior on the promise that she will help you when you need? These so-called promises made by narcissistic mothers can be very tempting and appealing. She dangles a shiny thing in front of you and it's really hard to refuse, and I so get that. She can make you believe this is your only chance, that you'd be a fool to throw it away, and that you have no other choice. I've been promised a juicy enough inheritance in the form of a beautiful house. I've been promised a job that would be guaranteed, actually several times. I've been promised the best holidays one could ever dream of. And I fell for it for years. I chased those promises, sacrificing my emotional and mental health in the process. And the question can be, are they true or false promises? Yeah, because I called them false promises at the beginning. But, you know, are we going to get this stuff that we're promised? Is she going to help us? Is she going to give us that inheritance? Is she going to give us the family business or whatever else she's promising? You know, will that inheritance ever come? Will the business ever be yours? Will she truly support you at the time of need, like she promised? The answer to that could be yes or no. It very much depends on each case. I did get some amazing holidays, I have to admit, but I now know the job promises were a joke, for example. So it very much depends on the personal situation. The real question you need to ask yourself is, at what cost? With a narcissistic mother, nothing comes for free or from the generosity of her heart. There's always a price to pay. There's always a subconscious intention in her mind. Even though she may not be aware of it, it's subconscious, but there's always a hidden agenda behind every promise. For example, an inheritance is a very clever way to keep you around and under her control till the very end. Whether you get it or not, what life will you have to live till you get there? Or working for your narcissistic mother on the promise of one day getting the business can sound great. On paper, at least. As I say, I've been offered very stable jobs a few times. But what about all the times you will have to put up with her toxic behavior, not only as a mother, but as your boss too? What about the constant threat to take it all away from you if you don't do as she says? I do have an episode on working for your narcissistic mother on this podcast. So if this is your topic and if you want to go deeper into it, I'll put the link in the description of this episode. Another example, the promise of being there for you when you need help. I've been made that promise more times than I'm able to count. Maybe to babysit your kids, or to mind your pets when you go on holidays, or to bring your food when you're kind of really super busy and stuck. Sounds lovely. But at what price? What kind of intrusions in your life do you have to tolerate before you receive her promised help? How available at a drop of a hat do you have to be with her before she actually gives you the help in return, you know, before you're worthy of such a help? Those are the questions we need to ask ourselves when put in front of such promises. I'm curious, have such promises been made to you? Are you still caught in your mother's game on the promises of something great to come? If your answer is yes, there's no shame in that. You're not deluded, foolish, or anything else like that. And the invitation is, please don't beat yourself up for it. I've been caught like that till very recently. The promise of money, of help, of inheritance, of work, of a change in behavior, like I promise I won't speak to you like that again, or I won't act like that again until the next time it happens. All those promises translate to the inner child in us as a promise of love and acceptance, which is very hard to refuse. For that part of us, that inner child craves that. It's very easy to fall into the trap of false promises, or how I like to call them, hooks. And why hooks? Because that's exactly what they are. Hooks that your narcissistic mother has put into you to keep you under her control and caught in her games so she can have a guaranteed supply for her needs. And why is it easy to get caught by her hooks? Because of the conditioning we've received growing up. The main conditionings I'm referring to are the belief you're incapable of making it on your own, the belief that you need your mother and you always will because she knows you best and knows what's good for you. The promise she makes to you are a sign of love by her. They are for your own good and because you're special to her. That can be another belief. That's what she wants you to believe. Then the belief that going against your mother will make you a bad person. The belief that refusing such offers will make you a fool. The belief that you are only safe within the known of what your mother promises. The rest of the world is unknown and risky. And that's another thing that a narcissistic mother will want you to believe, that what she gives is the only safe option. The belief that she finally will love you if you stick with it long enough. The belief that family must stick together. The belief that it was always your responsibility to take care of things for your mother. That's another thing that she drills into you from the beginning. Like a narcissistic mother will drill that you're responsible for her from the very start, from very early childhood. And last but not least, the belief that you deserve what's been promised to you after all you've been through. And this is a bit of an outlier here. It's not really maybe a conditioning received by your narcissistic mother, but more of a reaction to her. But I'm putting this here because this can be quite a strong reason to remain caught in her games. You know, believing that there has to be justice and the justice is going to be only at the point that you get what you've been promised. And it may very well be true. Of course, you deserve good things coming to you and you may want that justice for what you've been through. But again, at what cost? That's always the question. It was for me quite a strong reason to keep being involved up until very recently, till I realized full force how much I was paying in terms of physical and emotional health to stick with it. So again, at what cost? That's always your question. So going back to the conditioning from your narcissistic mother, when you've been brought up believing you're incapable, not enough, undeserving, and hopeless in ever making it on your own, because all you did, thought and said was ridiculed or criticized. It sounds amazing when your mother offers you support and stability in the form of one of these promises we've mentioned. So I get that. I never believed I could truly be successful in any work. So having a business dangled in front of me with a lot of sweet talking in how good I was at it, which would have been the validation I really, really craved for, it was all quite tempting. Stability plus validation, quite the hard to resist combo. I never believed I could ever afford a house, so the promise of the inheritance felt like my only chance to have my own place to provide stability for my kids. When I became a mother first time, I didn't believe it was possible to do it on my own, or that it would be acceptable to get help that was better than what my family could give. So the promise of help kept me caught for nearly 2 years before I realized the price I was paying was way, way too much. I nearly lost my husband very soon after my first child was born because of this. So if you find yourself in a situation where your narcissistic mother has her hooks in you and your life through all these shiny promises, please know that you're not wrong or weak or a fool for getting caught in it. A narcissistic mother is an expert at making a great argument to suck you in. She knows you and knows what to say to keep you there. So none of it is your fault. And I know it can feel hopeless. It can feel like you have no choice anymore, that you're in too deep. I've heard that. Oh, I've dedicated so much to this work, to the family business, and now, like, I can't just walk away from it. You know, maybe if I stick with it for a little while longer, or, yeah, well, she's helped me. I need to do all these things for her, but she kind of helps me when I need. So what will I do if that help is taken away from me? So I get that it can feel scary to even consider breaking free from the hooks. The cost of what you would lose may be really high, may feel like it's too high. I get all of that. I've been through it and I really get it. I felt so scared, so caught I couldn't even breathe. And I could see no way out for a very long time. So I truly get it. And here's where I was saying I'm going to share with you a few things to keep in mind that have turned it around for me, that it really helped me at a time where I felt like I had no hope and I was really, really stuck with this. So I want to share them with you. Number one, the feeling of hopelessness is not a true reflection of reality, of your present moment, but comes from the child in you that had no choice. As a child, you couldn't break free. You only could find ways to cope and survive. And that's okay back then when you were a child. That's an amazing, actually, surviving mechanism. But that's not true anymore. As an adult, you can now choose. You have power to choose for yourself, no matter what you have been told by your mother. So it may feel hopeless when you're looking around you and at the situation you're in, but there is always a solution, even if it's a step-by-step process that is going to take some time. There is a solution there. You have that choice. And it's the conditioning that really, and that inner child kind of part, that really wants us to believe that there's no solution and that we're completely hopeless. And I've been there so many times, and then with support, but I got to see actually I have a choice and actually there is a solution. So that's number one. Number two, everything has a price. Okay? This is something your narcissistic mother can even use as a threat. You know, she could say something like, if you choose to go against me, there will be a price to pay. And it could be the only true thing she'd ever said to you. There is a price for each choice. So going against your narcissistic mother by breaking free from her hooks has a price for sure. Maybe you'll never get that inheritance, or you'll lose your job and business prospects in your family company, or your mother will get upset and refuse to talk to you. All that is possible. But being caught in your mother's false promises till the end, giving her something to control you with, also has a price. Probably your joys, your health, your freedom, your dreams, you ever discovering your true potential, and maybe even your relationships. The choice of what price you decide to pay remains yours. And it's okay. It's okay. You can actually just decide that, you know what, the price that you have to pay to stick with your family business or to stick to get that inheritance, you can deal with it and you're okay with it. Well, then, by all means, and you may also have learned to set some boundaries, and that's not actually affecting you that much in your private life, and that's a price you can pay, well then by all means go ahead. There is a price for both choices, and it's to decide which one. For me, I was losing everything I cared for. I was losing my husband. I was losing my daughter at the time because I was never seeing her. I was never dedicating my time to her. I was losing my mental and emotional health. It was a way too high price to pay for me. Giving up on all that they were promising, I had to face literally years of a lot of struggle and poverty. So there was a price to pay either way. But for me, poverty was better than losing my husband and my health. But that's my choice. So it's very personal. It's not like there isn't a right or wrong choice here that you should take. This is just to give you an idea, especially if you're finding yourself in a situation that feels really, really, really challenging for your mental, emotional, and physical health. So number three, you're under no obligation to accept what's been promised. A narcissistic mother can say to you, "Can't you see how great I am promising you this to you and only you? Only an ungrateful person or a fool would refuse." But actually, you're under no obligation to accept a gift or a promise. Even if the world will think you're a fool, maybe you think that everyone will think you're a fool or ungrateful, which is not true, by the way. It's again what your narcissistic mother wants you to believe. She will tell you that everyone will judge you and think you're ungrateful and that you're a fool and that you're a bad daughter and all of that. But it's not true, actually. There's going to be people that will see the sense in what you're doing. But even if they all thought you were a fool, you know you chose your happiness and your well-being over promises you never even knew if they were going to be honored. Number four, a narcissistic mother's promises are tools of control. And that's really important to keep in mind. That's what they are. That's why she promises those things. Therefore, there is no guarantee they will be fulfilled once her needs are met. So you may actually choose to pay the price of sticking around and like pay that price for years only to get to the end of the game and those promises not being honored. If her game is to keep you under her control to have her supply met, will she ever truly leave you the business to run, for example? Or will she always be commenting on your decision, or maybe never retired and stay in the company even when you thought she was gonna retire, and so on? If help is what she promised you, will she truly give it to you? Or will there always be games, conditions, last-minute cancellations, all to keep you guessing? If promising you she'll change is to keep you coming back to her, but no real work is done on her part, how many times will the cycle repeat, making you suffer? So be aware that these apparently appealing promises are hooks to keep you caught, and as such, they may never be honored. So you may never actually be given what you were promised. Number five, and the last point that has been really helpful for me and I wanted to share with you is you don't have to do this alone. If right now refusing the promised business, help, or money seems too big a jump, I totally get it. If someone told me years ago that I would say no to such promises, I would not have believed them. What I had to do for some of those glittery hooks, and I call them glittery hooks because they're all shiny. I mean, they sound amazing. They really seem like so genuinely tempting and that you'd be such a fool to refuse. So they're glittery hooks. What I had to do for some of those was to continue as I was. So pretend that I was still going for the inheritance maybe, or that I was still going for the support. I kept accepting the hooks while I did work on myself. If someone told me, "Okay, you have to give up on your childhood house or on these things that you're promised," that was too much for me. I couldn't make that choice. I felt like, yeah, that was too much. So I had to keep feeling as if, okay, I'm just gonna keep working towards those things. I'm gonna keep accepting those promises. But in the meantime, I'm doing work on myself. This way, I built the foundations inside myself to then break free. And in the end, it was a way easier decision. It was actually more of a natural consequence of the work I had done with myself. I got to one point where I saw really, really clearly the cost, the price I was paying to stick with those hooks. And it was just, it was a no-brainer. It actually got to, from being like a super hard decision, something that I couldn't even breathe when I was faced with that decision, to an absolute no-brainer that was just like, yeah, that's the only way. There's no other way. They're never going to control me again the way they've done for my entire life. That's it. So, and I've seen that with clients. I've had clients, for example, working for their mothers that at the start of the one-on-one program would have never considered giving up on the family business. And it's not like I was telling them they had to. It's whatever they bring, I'm listening. So it's like, yeah, that's challenging. There's all these challenges that I'm facing. It's hurting me this and that the other way, but I don't want to give that up. And it's like, that's okay. If that's where you're at, that's absolutely fine. So we put it on the shelf and we didn't mention it during the program and we worked on the foundations instead. We did the foundational work, which is what we do. But by the end, a natural decision to change emerged by itself. Because that's what happens when you build your foundations, then you start seeing things in a different way. That inner child is being listened to, is being honored, is being acknowledged, but it's not in the driving seat anymore. I've had clients very naturally come into the conclusion that the inheritance wasn't worth the pain they would need to keep suffering to get it. And again, at the beginning of the sessions or at the beginning of the program, they hadn't even mentioned that that was a thing. But spontaneously during the whole thing, that came out as something that had been like one of their major challenges and their major hooks for years and years and years. And it was the first time that they were seeing it for what it was and actually going, you know what? I can totally do without that because I am not going to be controlled the way I have been anymore. So building that foundation, do the work, sort of putting your attention away from those false promises and those hooks for a while can be a wise decision and can really support you in then seeing the situation for what it is and then making a more empowered decision that is not just a reaction or that is not a decision of the inner child. So freedom from the hooks happens naturally when you gently unpack the trauma you carry inside, the beliefs that are holding you back and keeping you in the loop of control, and you start reclaiming your life. You break free from those in one way or another. Maybe you don't even have to refuse the inheritance or the family business or whatever, but you start really learning how to set such powerful boundaries that the game changes. They are not actually hooks anymore. You're empowered and you're making your choices and decisions, but from a completely different place. So that's it for today. If you have any questions on this, reach out. The free roadmap to boundary setting is always in the description. The link to that is always in the description. So if you feel like you would like to, if you would like support in setting your boundaries, you can download that. And again, the link to the waiting list for the Reclaim Your Fullness online community is there. The launch may be postponed a little bit towards the end of February because we've had a storm here in Ireland and I'm gonna be without power for about 10 days possibly. So yes, I will be able to connect and work and publish this episode and do all of that through going into town and doing things like that, but I might not be able to do as much work as I hoped I would be able to do. But if you sign up to the waiting list, in the meantime, if you're interested, then you'll get all the information and you'll get the launch date and everything that you may need. So with that, I'm sending you lots of love. Have a wonderful week. Bye for now.